you're a new listener to the programme, you may be wondering about some of the tracks that I play, and I just have to point out to you, as I do most weeks, that Sounds Irish does not necessarily mean it's an Irish song, but it will have some connection with Ireland. It could have an Irish singer, or it could have been written by an Irish person, or it could be an Irish artist performing an instrumental. But, well, I'm doing this because country music is on the increase here in Ireland. It's getting more and more popular. Well, as the weeks go on, and we're getting more and more country singers. Now, it's what we call in today's world country and Irish. It's done by Irish people, or it might have some connection with Ireland. I think you get the message. Here we have two of the greatest country and Irish artists that have graced this country of ours for a long time. Now, Ray Lynham and Philomena Begley, they're both wonderful artists in their own right, but they had a wonderful career singing together, rather similar to Tammy Wynette and George Jones. In fact, they did a lot of Tammy Wynette and George Jones covers. Have a listen to Ray Lynham and see how good they are. It's not just country and Irish for the sake of being country and Irish. It's good country and Irish. You're the one I can't live without. Ray Lynham and Philomena Begley.
You say I shouldn't be here. It's the same thing every night. You say I should go home to her. What we're doing just ain't right. It's true, she's there waiting. I'm wondering, there's no doubt.
But she's the one you live with,
and you're the one I can't live without.
She's the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't live without.
And she's the one you dream with,
but you're the one I dream about.
They say I'm breaking up your home.
It's not a home, it's just a house.
She's still the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't live without.
If I knew you only lived there, and your love for me was true, but how can I be certain you're not making me a fool? Surely you must kiss her to keep her from finding out that she's the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't.
She's the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't live without.
And she's the one you dream with,
but you're the one I dream about.
They say I'm breaking up your home.
It's not a home, it's just a house.
She's still the one,
but you're the one I can't live without.
She's still the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't live without.
Now come on, that's very good country. And some people may say, well, it's just a cheap version. No, it's not. Ray Lynham, Philomena Begley, and She's the One You Live With, and I'm the One There. And you know what it is, but it was very good, right? And we'll hear more country and Irish here. The Willoughby Brothers. Now, we don't hear them too often on Sounds Irish. And the reason I'm smiling is this was a song that my mother used to sing. Now, how often have you heard me say that? Because my mother Well, she had a fairly good repertoire with songs, unlike my father, who had a very good half repertoire with half songs. But we've told you about that before, and we might mention it again before the end of the programme. But here, the Willoughby brothers are asking, can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? That's an interesting question.
Anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
Was in the glens of Antrim near the town of Cushendall. One morn I met a damsel there, the fairest of them all. 'Twas with my young affections and my money she did go. And she told me she belonged to where the Blarney roses grow. Her cheeks were like red roses and her hair a raven hue. Before that she had done with me, she had me raving too. She left me sorely stranded, not a kind she left you know. The damsel that belonged to where the Blarney roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Island, this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
Some in County Clare, but upon my word, the roses boys I can't find anywhere. She blarneyed me, and by the power she left me broke, you know. Did a damsel that belonged to where the Blarney roses grow? A couch le bras, a cree young man, she murmured soft to me. If you belong to Ireland, it's yourself belongs to me. For Donegal, come all you broke, it captured me, you know. Good luck to her, good luck to the place where the Blarney roses grow.
Did anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo.
Oh, the young hussy. She took all his money and his affections and cleared off and told him she came from where the Blarney roses grow. He spent the rest of his life looking for it. They're the Willoughby brothers' version of the song. Now, come on, let's quiet Mitt down a bit because we've got to put the baby to sleep. This is a Connemara baby. Now, Connemara's over in the west of Ireland. I tell you this every week because I love Connemara. It has most beautiful scenery with lakes and mountains and woods and, of course, the wonderful Atlantic Ocean along the coast. And here, Maria McCool is singing for us a Connemara cradle song. So you can imagine a young mother sitting by the fire, rocking her baby to sleep. Connemara cradle song from Maria McCool.
Coming to watch o'er thy sleep.
Now, how could a baby not go to sleep with such wonderful singing as that? Maria McCool, and a wonderful arrangement as well of the Connemara Credo song. Now, you don't mind, I love this track. Brendan O'Dowda singing for us here. And of course, being Brendan, it's more than likely it's a Percy French track. And you're right. Percy French, a prolific songwriter. He lived from 1854 to about 1920. His actual job was an inspector of drains. Some people have some very interesting jobs, do they not? But, of course, he wrote lots and lots and lots of songs. Some humorous, some not so humorous, some very sad, including this one. This is one of my favourite Brendan O'Dowda tracks, and I know at least two listeners here in Ireland who have been asking me for this song for a couple of weeks now. For both of you, Gort na Mona.
Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the wind was sighing round the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far across the sea. Now if you go through the woods of Gort na Mona, you'll hear the raindrops creeping through the blackthorn tree. But oh, it is the tears that I am weeping, weeping, weeping for the loved one that is sleeping far away from me. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my Lord, oh me.
Couple of weeks ago on the programme, we played Maureen Hegarty singing How Are Things in Glocomorra. We're not going to get that now, but we are going to get Maureen Hegarty because she's a lovely voice. She's moving from Glocomorra to Dromore. In fact, she's singing all about the castle of Dromore.
Fast the Omega Store.
beautifully sung. I like the accompaniment as well. You could just sort of feel the mother rocking the cradle, could you not, there? Maureen Hegarty and the Castle of Dromore. When I played this next track a couple of weeks ago, it was a request for a couple who were celebrating their wedding anniversary. And I'm playing it again, but not for the same couple, simply because I like it and I've come across this recording of it by Seamus Moore. And it tells the story of the couple in Kerry who are celebrating their golden jubilee. Now, he says, "Take off your hat, me darling Pat, put on your old caubeen." Caubeen is the Irish word for a little cap. Understand? Right. We have this little trick when we speak Irish, and we bring it into our English as well. If we want to make things sound a little, if we say, for instance, a busheen is a little bush. Yeah, here we have Seamus Moore and his interpretation of the Golden Jubilee.
Way down in the county Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, a fine old couple live, their names Kate and Pat McGee. They're going to hold a party on the Golden Jubilee. Now Kate, says she to Pat McGee, come listen here to me. Put on your army breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your owl cabin. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when we danced on the village green, and you held me in your arms, dear Pat, and you called me your Colleen. Your hair was like the raven's wing, but now it's turned to grey. I come over here, me old sweetie, oh dear, and this is what you'll say. Put on your roundy breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old caveen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when first I was your bride? In the little chapel yonder there, we sat side by side. Good friends we've had many, and troubles we've had few. Ah, come over here, me old sweetheart dear, and this is what you'll do. Put on your roundy breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old caveen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. Just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago.
some fine banjo picking there from the world's, well, one of the world's, in my book, greatest banjo exponents. That was Jerry O'Connor and Banish Misfortune. And I hope that this programme will banish misfortune. Now, the beauty of doing a programme like this is that you have so many tracks to choose from and so many different types and styles and genre of Irish music, from the ultra-modern that you just heard to the lovely old gentle songs, Irish-American songs of yesteryear. Here's one from Joseph Locke. Joseph Locke was born in Londonderry, and he was a policeman. He then moved over to London to make a name for himself as a singer. And boy, did he make a name for himself. 50s and early 60s and even into the 70s, he became a huge hit. And I had the good fortune of meeting him twice. But here, Joseph Locke, lovely old recording, make allowances, You'll Never Forget Old Ireland. And he's right, you know.
Skies of Erin have all turned to grey, when the lakes of Killarney have faded away, when the gay Kerry pipers have all ceased to play, then you can forget about Ireland. When the green hills have gone and the white Shannon flows, and you don't dream at all of a wild Irish rose. Well, if ever that happens, 'twill surely be strange, for there's something inside you that never can change. While the warm Irish blood still runs free in your veins, you'll never forget about Ireland. Will I ever forget about Ireland, the dear homeland that I'll always miss? They may think me insane when I'm asked to explain, for I give my answer like this. When the blue skies of Erin have all turned to grey, when the lakes of Killarney have faded away, when the gay Kerry when the green hills have gone and the white Shannon flows, and you don't dream at all of a wild Irish rose. Well, if ever that happens, we'll surely be strange, for there's something inside you that never can change. While the warm Irish blood still runs free in your veins, you'll never forget about Ireland.
Woo! Yes, fine top note there from Joseph Locke. I think his real name was Joseph McLaughlin. And he came, as I say, from Derry, worked there as a policeman. Okay, a little bit of country and Irish. At the moment, we here in Ireland are experiencing some summer weather. Yes, of course, we still get our heavy showers, but nevertheless, we've got sunshine and we're happy with that. And Mike Denver, now he's expressing a wish to be home in Ireland for the summer. He wants to come home to Ireland for the summer. And I'm sure lots of you immigrants listening to me today would like to do the same. Here's a bit of country and Irish, as I say, from Mike Denver.
Mm-hmm. couldn't wait, I just had to call you. I've got a ticket and I'm on my way. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the crack roll down round Galway Bay. Working hard and trying to save my pay. Weather's clearing up, it's getting better. I sing to myself, counting down the days. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait. Find a creamy porter on the way. Seeing the youthful beauty in all the faces. Hearing music in everything they say. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and see the crackle down from Galway Bay.
Well, friends, that's our programme for this week. This is Joe Wallace saying, I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a great time putting it together. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And don't forget the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Wallace saying, take care. God bless. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.